Living Your Soul's Journey with Dr. Vicki airs every Sunday night on BBS Radio. Go to her website at www.livingyoursoulsjourney.com and fill out the Freedom to Be Me journal to get your free 20-minute session with Dr. Vicki. She offers various counseling sessions as well as the life-changing soul rejuvenation to guide you to live authentically on your soul's journey. If you lose it when you meet a guy and simply want to learn to be independent, free and happy in or out of a relationship, then listen each Sunday night to Living Your Soul's Journey with Dr. Vicki and join her on Living Your Soul's Journey on Facebook.
Welcome to Living Your Soul's Journey. I am Dr. Vicki. I hope you have had a wonderful week, and I hope you're doing your gratitude that you will look in the mirror and learn to love yourself, looking right in your eyes. Remember, we talked about that last week, and giving thanks for yourself and thinking about giving gratitude and thanks. I have an incredibly gifted lady that's going to be our guest this evening. Her name is Deborah Perdue, and she is a licensed practitioner for the Center for Spiritual Living. And she's been doing that since 2006. She lives in the gorgeous southern Oregon on lots of acreage with her husband and her pets. And listen, I want to invite you, Deborah, and your birds tonight. So yeah, how are you this evening?
I'm very good. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, yes. And I understand you teach spiritual classes and facilitate workshops and retreats, all on the subject of gratitude, correct?
That's right.
Yeah.
Yes, I love to offer these workshops and retreats and classes so that others can learn what I have learned about being grateful.
Well, let me ask you, Deborah, and we'll talk a little bit about everything that you do. I just want to let everybody know that Deborah is joining us with her birds. And so if you hear a beautiful, beautiful bird sound, just be in gratitude for all the beautiful pets around her. Now, when you do your workshops, Deborah, do you do them only in Oregon?
I do. I've actually thought about having Skype workshops, but I haven't done that yet. So yes, I do it mostly in Southern Oregon. I sometimes travel to different centers for spiritual living and offer gratitude workshops. I've gone to Eugene, and I'm going to be going to Lake Oswego, Oregon, and also down to the Bay Area, California in November to do some.
Now, tell us a little bit about the Center for Spiritual Living, because I don't really know that much about it. Is it just in the southern, is it just in the west part of the United States?
No, it's actually international. There's actually Centers for Spiritual Living all over the world. They're mainly on the west coast of the United States and also on the east coast, but they're here and there throughout this United States and across the world, and it's a wonderful spiritual avenue to take.
Wow, I should check that out for myself because I'm not familiar with that here in the Georgia area. Now, I want to ask you, Deborah, because, you know, I've been in the show for a long, long time and then got off for a little while. And everyone that listens, I don't know if we've talked a lot about gratitude, but I give gratitude, or I should say thanks, for every single thing I do. I mean, if I make it home at night from a long day working as an attorney, first thing I do is thank you, thank you, thank you. I do it in threes. Talk to me a little bit about how you found this to be your joy in life about gratitude.
Okay. Well, at the Centers for Spiritual Living about 6 or 7 years ago, the minister gave out blank journals, and she invited everyone, this was during the month of Thanksgiving, which is November, to take the journal and write 5 things they were grateful for 40 days, because you can change habits in 40 days. And so I did it, and I found it to be very potent, because instead of thinking about what's wrong, you start thinking about what's right, and it just brings forth more good in your life. And so that's why I decided to create a journal, is to inspire other people to learn about this simple practice. It is so simple, but it can be hard to remember sometimes. So having a journal really helps you.
Well, Grace of Gratitude Journal is a pinnacle. What is Pinnacle Book Achievement Award. You received that for this gorgeous book. And thank you so much for sending me one, because I've enjoyed it so much. It's just absolutely. Let's see. Tara Thielen. Is that how you say her name?
Yes.
Yeah. From Amsterdam. She did all of the artwork, and what a beautiful, just, it's absolutely beautifully done.
Thank you so much. Go ahead. I work with her. We put out a second Grace of Gratitude journal, and I have a small book, The Grace of Gratitude Reflections, which is daily thoughts of Thanksgiving. And she does all the artwork. She's my business partner and a very good friend. And we met through the internet. She's an American who lives in Holland, and it's just been a wonderful collaboration with
her.
That's
beautiful. Yeah. Well, she's got so much artwork, you know, that's throughout this journal, and it's just lovely. Absolutely beautiful. I love the, and I encourage everyone listening, we'll mention it several times. You can graceofgratitude.com to order it. Is that correct? Mm-hmm. Graceofgratitude.com?
Yes.
Yeah. So we'll talk about that. So, you know, Deborah, on my show, or in, I guess I should say, in my world of living your soul's journey, I think I have to share that I learned this, the living your soul's journey, from a little different perspective, because I tended to, in the past, find my happiness through others. And that's why I always say living your soul's journey, because it's really about us living and being in gratitude for our own life. And then when we're in gratitude for ourselves, you know, which is not egotistical, it's actually, you know, talk to me a little bit about how you work with people on being in gratitude for who they are.
Well, yeah, I do believe that all of our joy actually comes from within us. And so when you're grateful for things, yes, you can be grateful for nature or pets like these birds or anything like that. But really the deepest gratitude you can have is for all the things that you have within yourself. And there's so much to be grateful for. I mean, for instance, the way our bodies work, but more than that, who we are as a person, because I just think every person is unique and special. And so being grateful for who you are and listing the different ways will just help you expand your own sense of self and your own self-love.
Well, I totally agree with that. And I, one of the things that I've mentioned, and we talked about this last week on the show, is that so many people, now you're in Oregon, which is a little different than the South. Yet here in the South, people feel sometimes that if you think about yourself, give gratitude to yourself, that you're, you know, narcissistic, or, you know, it's against what God's teaching. Well, you know, my understanding is, you know, if without getting into any religion, though, but if you look just at what Jesus said, first thing he said was, know thyself. Yeah. And I know that you don't get into any kind of religion, but you're open to everything, aren't you?
Yes, that's true. And I just think that self-love is not selfish. I think that if you love yourself, then you're able to expand that love to other people. I think it's very important to be loving to your own self and to love your own self and appreciate your own self. And that's something that I've learned and grown into as these years have gone by since I started being more grateful and also meditating and different other practices I have as well.
How did you get into the grace of gratitude for your own personal life? Were you just born being grateful, or did you go through?
I had a big transformation in my life. Like, I think, you know, it seems like quite a lot of people have. The first part of my life, I would say, for my first really 45 years or so, I was pretty what I would call selfish, in that I wasn't really giving to the world that much, and I was in a rock and roll lifestyle, and, you know, did too many drugs and alcohol, I'll be frank. And what happened to me is, after I started going through the divorce, that's when I found the Centers for Spiritual Living, and that's when I found paths to loving myself more, took some spiritual classes, and completely transformed to the point where I really now just want to give to the world as best I can. And that's what I am trying to do with the Grace of Gratitude Journal and all of my classes and workshops.
Well, that's beautiful. Most of us, I have found, Deborah, when we go through and in something in our lives that's been very difficult. And I think if anybody that can call on the show or be listening to the show says they've never had anything difficult, you know, hey, I'll learn from you, because I personally went through a lot of marriages, relationships, because I could never find that gift of gratitude for myself. I never could find that truth for myself. And so now it's been a gift that I just want to share. Gino, I tell you what, do me a favor and share with the listeners some of the ways that you personally help others to feel in gratitude about everything. I mean, finding the gift in everything, even the worst situation that may have ever happened to you.
Well, I just found a page from my little Grace of Gratitude Reflections pocket guide that talks about this. So I'll read it. So it says, from time to time, I subconsciously set up a conflict in my life that ends up helping me to grow into a more healed version of myself by learning what it all means. It may seem as though another person is judging me, which always feels terrible, or that I have done something wrong, so self-forgiveness is needed. But at the core of the situation, it can be an opportunity to love myself more, to realize I need to stand up for myself more, and to help me be more of the light and love I came here to be. I am thankful for all the growth opportunities in my life so that I can become more fully the true me.
Well, it's beautiful. There's something in there that I want to bring out, too, about when you're learning to be in gratitude for yourself. Mm-hmm. You said something about when, you know, standing up for yourself. Let's talk about that, because that is, to me, Deborah, one of the most important parts of learning this life, because we so many times feel like we have to be, say, or do what others expect us to do. And what happens is we lose ourselves along the way because we haven't stood up for ourselves. So give me some examples of standing up for yourself that you have experienced or that you could share to help people understand what that means. It's not like, you know, being ugly and telling the world you're going to do it my way and or no way. But I mean, you know, how do you graciously learn to stand up for yourself? Let's talk about that. It's a fascinating subject.
Well, for me, a lot of my life, I've been a people pleaser. And so sometimes I've done things for other people instead of really checking in with my own heart and soul about if it was right for me. And so I'm trying to think of a specific example.
Well, I mean, just maybe in your divorce that you went through or your new marriage or something
that's true.
Like that.
In my first part of my life, in my first marriage, I always tried to please my husband, and I wasn't really listening to my own self that much. And so even going through that divorce, it really took me to stand up for what is right for me and to be a stronger person, to really grow into being a stronger person and learning more about myself and all that. It was like a process. And so is that a good enough example?
Yeah. Because, you know, what I want to share, I so many of us, when we listen to others' experiences, it's almost like I think folks sometimes get a sense that we really haven't gone through. I mean, here you are, the author of Grace of Gratitude Journal, and you know, you work for the Center of Spiritual Living, and you know, you do all these wonderful things, but you've also had experiences that have helped you, even though they may have seemed negative at the time, have given you these incredible gifts. And I will give you a very good example. This past relationship that I went through was the final one for me as far as marriage. It doesn't mean I won't have another relationship. It's just that I've chosen not to marry. At my age, there's no reason for it. You know, it's like you can have wonderful relationships without having to necessarily get married. Yes. Yet at the same time, for me, standing up for myself due to my background, it it was at first it became it, it was attached to anger, standing up for myself. And then I finally learned where the anger was coming from. It wasn't about the other person. I mean, that was just a reflection. As we all know, every, you know, each person we meet is a mirror of some sort, some reflection. But the anger finally went away, and then the being able to stand up for your for myself with grace and dignity and respect and gratitude, as opposed to having to be boisterous about it or hurting other people by it. And for me, that was a that was one of the, my most beautiful journeys, is to feel comfortable, to comfortable in my own skin without having to get angry at the other person, or angry, of course, really at myself. But I those are the kinds of things that I feel like people need to understand, is that when you have something negative happen, take the gift out of it and say, oh, okay, wait a minute. Why did I get so angry there? Let me really look at this. Let me find the gratitude. Let me find the gift in that. Yes. And that's the kind of thing that I feel is so helpful, because we all go through, you know, we all have things that we wish we hadn't have done, but it doesn't mean that we can't be in gratitude for it after it's all said and done. And exactly. So those are the kinds of things. I mean, can you share some of your, maybe some of your clients, so you, without discussing obviously who they are, but some of the experiences that people have had in standing up for themselves? Because it's a difficult thing, Deborah, for women. I mean, it's very difficult sometimes for women to stand up for themselves in a graceful, beautiful way without dishonoring themselves or dishonoring the person in front of them. So
yeah, that's so- yeah, so that's why I read what I read, and I'm thinking about, I really think I'll just keep with my own self, so let me think for a minute about a certain situation and see how I'll phrase it.
Like, go ahead.
If someone would might be very angry with me, and they're not forgiving of something I've done, and I realize that there is parts to be grateful for in the situation, because I can forgive myself. I can realize that maybe, like in one instance, I let someone down with what they thought I could. I told them I could do something, but it turned out I couldn't. And so they were very angry with me. And it didn't matter what I said to try and make amends. So it ended up that I just realized that this whole situation was a way for me to really be forgiving of myself, to really realize I shouldn't have said I was going to do something I couldn't do. And that was the part about standing up for myself that I was talking about. Yes. So that it was all an opportunity for me to learn more about myself so that I could stick up for myself next time, not say I would do something I wasn't able to do, and to just be stronger within myself and it, you know, to be authentic.
I have to share with you, the other week, Deborah, I did the same identical thing. I had booked appointments. I knew this company needed me, and I booked an appointment that was a pretty far away from the other one. And I, in my own heart, I thought, oh, I'll just do this. I can make this happen. But it's, but really the feeling was, you know, you're taking on too much. Just say no. And I couldn't say no. And so what happened was this particular situation, when I just ended up not doing it, which actually caused some issues. And you know, I look back on it and I'm thinking, why couldn't I have just said, no, I can't do that? How simple it would have been if I could have just said, no, I'm so sorry, but I'm not going to be able to do with that today. You know, in my business, it gets very rough, because and that's a negative statement. But sometimes the documents don't come and you know, in appointments. Right. In real estate. And so you kind of double book sometimes, thinking, well, this one may cancel and then I'll have enough time. But I learned, don't do that anymore, because when they're in the opposite directions, it causes upset. So I understand what you're saying by
that's the exact kind of situation I'm talking about. Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, I actually got upset. I really did get upset. And when I really looked at it, I've worked on this for so many years. I really just said, wow, you know, it's all within yourself. You got upset because you overcommitted. And
exactly.
That's it. It was just real simple. And I think that when we get in gratitude, I know I want to share something about your Grace of Gratitude journal. When I go to bed at night and when I wake up in the morning, of course, all during the day as well, I am always giving thanks. But I think there's something special about having a journal that you can write in. And, you know, I have to tell you, Deborah, sometimes I get so tired at night that all I do is just say, thank you, thank you, thank you. That's all I say. Yeah. Thank you, thank you, thank you. That's, you know, and well, it makes
it better than nothing.
I mean, when I've driven 200 or 300 miles in a day, because it's been a very, very busy, busy month, I get on my gravel road, which I live up in the mountains of Georgia, and I get on my gravel roads and sometimes tears come down from my eyes. And all I do is just, I say, thank you. Thank you, Spirit, for getting us home safely. And I go into this very deep feeling of gratitude, because I don't want to ever take for granted the fact that I lived a safe, healthy, abundant day.
Exactly.
It can be that simple.
What's funny is I have a little story about I taught a class called Divine Appreciation. Mm-hmm. And everyone was journaling their Thanksgiving while we were doing it. And then a couple of weeks into it, one of the men came up to me and he said, Deborah, I've run out of things to be grateful for. And I almost laughed, but it cracked me up, because you really, if you just look at your fingers, you can be grateful for them moving. If you think about your eyes and how you see, I mean, it is just unlimited what you can be grateful for in this life. The stars in the sky, I mean, and then to add a little more to it, then a few weeks later, he came back and he goes, no, I realized I have a lot to be grateful for. But he cracked me up. And, you know, people can't be sad or angry if they're being thankful. It's pretty much an impossibility. It's such a great practice.
Yeah. What do you think the mechanics of that is? Let's just say that you're really upset because you lost a big deal or something. Let's just say you're in business, something that may have been worth a lot of money to you, and it really made something could have changed your life in some minor way or big way. So, you know, let's say you're angry. Now, you know, just say, you know, thank you, Spirit, for that, because you don't know what may have happened if you'd have taken that. You don't know.
Yeah.
You don't know. Exactly. Give us an example of what you would do. Let's just say that something happened that you really wanted. I don't care what it is. And it didn't happen. How would you, how would you go into gratitude at that moment? Let's say you really wanted it, Deborah. You really, really wanted it. And it didn't happen.
Well, I would say to myself, you know, I would spend a couple moments in meditation. And then I would tell myself, there must be a reason this happened. There must be something better down the road. And I am just grateful that I had the experience of whatever I had. Like, I'm thinking about this gratitude presentation I went to, and they told me there was going to be 50 people or so. And there wasn't. There was just like 5 people. And I realized later it was a dress rehearsal. I mean, it was a dress rehearsal probably for doing this. So if I had something like that happen, I would think to myself, there must be a reason and there's something better down the road. And I'm grateful for the experience I had in preparing for it.
Yes. Well, I want to share, and you know, you probably can relate to this. I've had my house on the market for 10 years. And it hasn't sold, and it's not going to sell now because I have it off the market. But every time that I put it on the market 5 different times during that 10-year period, and looking back on it, I have to give gratitude, and it touches my heart when I do, because each home that I would have picked out and lived in if I had moved would have been the wrong home. And so this final time that I finally took the house off the market, I went outside, because I do a lot of healing work, Deborah, on myself. I mean, I have my own spiritual mentor, but I'm constantly healing. I'm constantly growing. I mean, I'm always just wanting to even, you know, ascend even higher. And so I went outside after I had taken the house off the market, and I said, I started weeping, not crying, but weeping. Mm-hmm. I looked outside at every tree. There are millions of them out here. I looked at that, not the house. It wasn't so much about the house, but it was about my home. This is my home. This is where my, you know, it wasn't even about the home itself or the nature. It was about finding myself. And it was, here I am, you know, a lot older than a lot of people. And I realized that I had found myself. I was always trying to go someplace else, do something else, be somewhere else to find something about me that I needed to find out. And it was all within me. And of course, it happened to be at this house, you know, and it was the most profound experience. And all I did was walk around and just give gratitude for finding me. And I was just in deep gratitude. So I just want to share with y'all, everybody that's listening. And I want to, I want to take a call from close to you, Deborah. It's Sandy in California. How are you, Sandy?
I'm doing wonderful. How are you, Dr. Vicki?
Well, I'm doing fine. And this is Miss Deborah Perdue on the line. She's close to you.
Hello, Deborah Perdue. I love your name.
Thank you.
I'm calling about what you said about something along the line of really wanting something very badly and getting upset because you didn't get it and it ended up being a blessing, something to be grateful for. What felt like a horrible thing ended up being one of the best things that ever happened to you. And that is back in 2000, I was engaged to a psychologist who told me before I ever got involved with him that when a woman fell in love with him and he really got too close to her, that he started having feelings of death and that he couldn't be involved, that he could never commit. That was a problem he had, and he warned me. And I thought, well, I'm different. That won't happen to me. And besides, I don't think I could fall in love with him anyway, but I like him. Anyway, I ended up falling madly in love with him and thinking the situation would be totally different with me. I'm like a big puppy when I love somebody. You know, I love you, I love you. You know, just a bit like that. I jump up on you and pester you to death. Oh, yeah. Anyway, he soon, the same that he did with the other women, he had to be away from me. He had to break up. And the relationship happened in the California area, L.A., about 45 minutes from where I am right now. I left, and I cried practically all the way across the country, and I would pray, please make him love me again, and I would just cry, and I did that for months. And then I started to heal, and I started to get over it, and then it got where it didn't bother me anymore. And if he hadn't have broken up with me, if we had got married, as we had talked about, I would not have met the man who... he is everything that I need in this lifetime to teach me lessons and to help me heal. And I'm everything he needs. And he is my very, very, very best friend. So I'm so grateful that this man I felt like I would die without and I wanted so badly. I'm so thankful that he broke up for me with me because now I have my wonderful husband I'm married to now.
Well, that's a beautiful story. That's beautiful, Sandy. I didn't even know that. And what's so fascinating about it is
illustration.
Yeah. Go ahead, Deborah. Go ahead.
I just said that's a perfect illustration. Perfect for what we're talking about.
Yeah. And thank you, Sandy, because essentially at the time, you always have to find that gift, that sense of gratitude, because, boy, if we asked for everything we wanted and got it instantaneously, you know, that. So how are you this evening, Miss Sandy?
I am doing wonderful, just doing absolutely wonderful. Just enjoying Charlie, my bird dog. I have an English short-haired pointer who would absolutely go nuts if he so much as heard your birds. He just absolutely, he's never killed one to my knowledge, but he has caught one, and he's an English short-haired pointer. and has a very soft mouth, the kind of dog who retrieves birds. And he has slobbered all over birds, made them a mess, and then they have flown off.
Wow.
But you wouldn't like it, but he would love to get a hold of your birds.
I think Deborah's birds are trying to talk to us. I think there is a message they have here about...
They sound so very, very beautiful. They sound so gorgeous. So gorgeous.
Yeah, it's too bad we're on radio where we can't see them. Let me ask you something, Sandy, while you're still on the line. Do you do gratitude?
Oh,
gratitude,
my gosh, speaking of bird dogs, I'm sorry. Wait a minute, let me get him. It's the first time. As many times, let me give him something to eat so he'll shut up. This is the first time of all the times I have called in that he has ever done this. Charlie, no. Because he's not like the birds and the little bitty dogs Dr. Vicky has. He sounds like a wolf, and he'll even start howling. I don't know why he's doing this. Get over here, foods, Charlie. Say thank you for the foods, because this show's about gratitude. Now shut up.
Yes,
okay, now
yes.
Go ahead and ask me what you were going to ask me. Sorry about that.
What I was going to ask you is every night, do you do it? Do you, even if it's just... a piece of paper, do you give thanks? Do you write it down? I do.
I, even though I'm non-denominational now, I was brought up around Southern Baptists and prayers, and I give prayers every day at least two or three times during the day, and I give thanks to the divine creator for all that which I have. And for some of the things I'm still working on that I haven't quite obtained yet, I give thanks for, and they are manifesting, some slower than others, but gratitude is powerful.
Yes, yeah. Oh, good. Well, thank you so much, Sandy. I hope you'll listen in. If you want to call back in, feel free to. Okay?
Okay, thank you.
And
it was nice to listen to speak with you. Deborah, and I'm going to go and listen in now, and goodbye.
Thank you, Sandy.
You know, one thing, Deborah, I want to share, because I'm pretty open on the show. I don't go into specifics sometimes because I don't really want to touch on anybody's toes or anything. Mm-hmm. But I will share something that happened to me that was one of the greatest gifts that ever happened. I had a son that he and I were very, very close for years, and he chose to go into a group, which I will not disclose, and at that point, disconnected from his family. Not just me, but his entire family. And after that, of course, it was a very difficult time, there's no doubt. I mean, I'm not going to sit here and say that I went into gratitude right away after that happened.
Yeah.
That's not real. And I don't want anyone listening to think that that's the way you have to do it. I mean, correct, Deborah?
It's all a gradual process.
Yeah.
If you have something sad happen, it can take a while.
Yeah, you don't just, you know, I don't want anybody listening today to think that if you've lost somebody, whether it be through, you know, a religious group or something that disconnects, whatever it is, that mm-hmm. you are expected to go right into gratitude. But I do want to say that within 2 years of that time period, which was a very difficult time, the most life-changing event of my life, negative, I guess you would say, initially, but it turned out to be the most beautiful experience of my life, because one, I learned to love myself, and I had only valued myself through the love of my son, but I had my second child, and she came to me via Russia, and she has been the greatest gift. So it took 2 years, and I'm not going to, you know, but I remember someone saying at Unity that if you've got a difficult situation, open your arms up and be in gratitude and, you know, find some, you know, just open up.
Yeah.
And so those are the
That's a beautiful example. Yeah. And it is a process. Like, my mother died. She was too young. She was younger than I am now. And mm-hmm. I was only in my 30s.
And
through that, it was very, very sad. But the thing is that my sisters and I grew closer, and I did become more of a spiritual person through that, you know, through her passing. So even though it was so sad and it took me a long time to be grateful, and that's not even when I knew about being grateful, but when I look back now, I know that there were blessings in such a sad situation. And there usually is, not when you're right in it, but later on you can sometimes look back and realize that there's things to be grateful for. So I know what you mean about
your story. I mean, gratitude is such a powerful force. And I say force because it can shift the way that you... You know, let's talk about this for a minute, Deborah, because our subconscious mind is full of whatever. You know, we don't always know what's in our subconscious mind. So talk to us about how gratitude can shift that subconscious, maybe negative thought. Maybe it doesn't have to be an experience. But let's talk about that. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I just think that there's a vibration to gratitude, which is a higher vibration than being sad or angry. And that if you really start cultivating that in your life, as I have, and it sounds like you do, you end up transforming, you know, and feeling differently about everything. It helps you see the blessings in everything so that you're not in a state of depression so much. And actually, psychologists and psychiatrists actually recommend gratitude journals to some of their very depressed patients.
Really?
Because it helps you transform. You know, it's like you just, you get into a different vibration in your subconscious, you know, in the things that you don't really, all the things you can't see, you can actually, it can just be an anchor for you, I think, is what it can be.
Yeah.
And it just becomes a force of habit, and then you get more joyful as you go on in life and continue with it. It's just very powerful.
Well, I find that when you're in gratitude, like if something negative happens, if you can get into the habit, everyone, of just saying immediately, you know, when I say immediately, I'm not talking about, you know, at the moment, but what is the gift in here for? What am I supposed to be thankful for in this situation? And ask Spirit right then and there, help me. Help me to find the gift in this. And when I say gift, Deborah, that to me is find the beauty in it, you know, which is gratitude.
Yeah,
What am I supposed to be grateful for? You know, this situation happened to me. Why am I supposed to be grateful? And it can turn things around. Oh my goodness. I have seen it happen in my life within, I'm going to say minutes. When I'm really, this was years ago, but when I was really, really upset about a situation that I was very, felt trapped in, I went into a deep gratitude on it and almost started out angry. Deborah, when I started out the gratitude, it was an angry gratitude. And within a minute or so, I was laughing and happy and everything was fine again. So,
what do you mean an angry gratitude? That's funny.
Well, let me tell you what I mean by that, because here I live out in the North Georgia mountains, and I guess if you hollered loud enough, people would hear you across the mountains. So, but I was crying and I was angry. I was angry at myself, as always. You know, anybody that's angry is always angry at yourself. And that's my viewpoint anyway. But I was angry. I was sad. I felt trapped. And all of a sudden, I just said, you know, I was angry when I was starting to talk. I said, Spirit, just thank you for all the wonderful things in my life. Just thank you, thank you, thank you. And I said a few little words on top of that, you know, that weren't the sweetest words in the world. And I was just a ranting and a raving in gratitude. And then in about a minute or so, I was laughing and I truly was in gratitude. I really did find the gift because I had taken that wavelength of anger and it had risen up to a lighter frequency. And that's what you were talking about earlier. Our gratitude is lighter and fresher and freer. It's literally a sound wave. I mean, a wave, electromagnetic wave that's lighter. And it makes us feel better. So, that's what I mean by when I say that.
Yeah, I understand now. It just sounded funny. Angry gratitude.
Well, I was angry when but I knew that the gratitude would shift me. So I had to go through it. I had to go through the gratitude in an angry state to get to the blissful state, you know. And I will tell y'all, when I get a little down or something or things, I don't know, whatever gets you down, it can be anything. I'll go for a walk in the mountains and I will look at a beautiful daisy or I will hold a tree and I will say, thank you. Thank you. Thank you for everything that I have, because, you know, y'all, if you're in, and I know I wanted you to share some things too, Deborah. If you have the ability to listen to your birds and have birds in your life, you have a freedom because you love birds.
Yeah.
And look at that freedom that you have. I mean, you have a freedom to have that. I think that's just beautiful. That's how simplicity it is, you know, simple it is. Share some of your experiences that you've shared with some of your workshops on that or anything that you feel.
Well, with me, I kind of have my top 10 of what I'm grateful for. Like, as I've journaled through these years, there are certain things that just are constants for me in my life that I'm very, very, very grateful for. So I kind of call it my top 10, but then I expand out of that. And my top 10 are my pets, and not necessarily in this order. My husband is my grounding force in my life. Nature, where I live by four beautiful rivers. And I love to swim in the rivers, and there's trees everywhere. I live in forest, and I love the country. So every day walking out on our property is just, I'm looking at mountains, I'm looking at the sky. I mean, I'm very grateful for nature. And then my friends, I have a lot of like-minded, just beautiful vibration people in my life, many, 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 many people from the Center for Spiritual Living primarily. And, what else is my top? I don't know all my top 10 right at this moment, but I maybe it's even a top 5. And then I just expand out of that, because even within nature, there's so many parts of nature. There's redwood forests, there's the sky and the cosmos and how huge and vast the infinite universe is. You know, there's, you can just take anything and expand upon it, or look at the tiniest things too. I mean, gratitude is just, it's infinite, you know, so.
Go ahead.
I do daily thoughts of Thanksgiving now that they can find on my www.graceofgratitude.com homepage to sign up for. Mm-hmm. And now that's where I have really expanded it, and I find that I write longer gratitudes now and deeper gratitudes, and it's immense. It'll never end. How grateful I am.
Well, I'll have to sign up for that, because I love your beautiful gratitudes. And now, you know, another thing too that I do sometimes, I've gone through so much that I don't, there are very few times that I don't feel in gratitude or feel happy. But used to in the old days, Deborah, I would actually, if things were down a little bit, I would actually turn the news on. And that would put me in gratitude, because I was like, wow, my life isn't like that.
That's true.
Whoa, you know, I got something to be grateful for. And that would, you know, a lot of people say, oh, don't listen to the news. But, you know, personally, I don't know about you, but I like to know what's going on in my world. I don't necessarily know that the news gives it to you, you know, exactly the way it is. But at least I know something's happening, you know, that I need to either be healing or helping with or sponsoring or something. But that would always get me in a good mood, because
that's good, to the contrast of it.
Yeah.
Helped you be grateful for what you have.
Wow. It's like, and another thing too that I am so grateful for, and I love talking to someone that understands this, but I live in this huge house, and that's one of the reasons why for 10 years I've tried to sell it. But you know what? There's a gift here. There's some reason why I'm supposed to live in this house. Of course, we just got a pool table, so we've, you know, pretty comfortable now. We've got every space utilized with something fun to do. But I'm always cold, because I don't like, what do you call that kind of heat, heat that comes,
the propane
heat. Yeah, the forced air heat with propane gas. I'm always, I just don't like it. It makes me sick. And it's just, I guess the truth on the line is I'm always afraid the house is going to blow up, or I'm, you know, it going to get too much heat in it. So we use these infrareds, and I just, right before the show, went out and bought online 3 new infrareds, which will keep the whole house completely comfortable. And then you can leave the windows open, and, you know, your heating bill doesn't go up. And I am in such gratitude for that. It's the simplest things, and I just hope everyone listening can get what Deborah and I are saying, is that it is so simple what you can be in gratitude for, that you know, that you have work. If you don't like your work, find something that you love about it. You know, it pays the bills. It feeds your children. You know, find something, no matter, even if you don't like the house you're in, or don't like the job you're in, or don't like something in your life, find something. Talk to us about that, Deborah. How, find it anyway. Share with us your thoughts on that.
Okay, so I'm trying to think.
You know, if somebody doesn't like their job, how could they still be in gratitude about that?
Right. Well, for instance, like with me, I'm going to talk about me again because it helps me focus. Like my business, sometimes it gets way, way too busy. Mm-hmm. You know, I may be taking on too much work because I'm a freelance person. And then I find what I'm grateful for is the busyness of my life. You know, it's like, how wonderful that I have so much to do that I don't even know what to do with myself. You know, so... Mm-hmm. Like if you had a job that you couldn't stand, but you probably have friends in it that you're grateful for, you know, it seems like, it's, you know, there's always something. You can find something, even if you have a horrible job, it pays your bills, like you said. There's just always something to be grateful for in each situation.
Yeah. Well, I know we went through, my daughter's 16, Deborah, and she's in a homeschool, a private online private high school. And sometimes she gets lonely for friends. I mean, obviously, that would be a real situation that happens. And so the other day, it was actually yesterday, I was shopping, and she sent me the most beautiful poem that she had written about love. And I sat there and I told her, do you know how grateful I am to have this, and I want you to, you know, to look at this, and I was talking to her, the gratitude that you have this wonderful time to find out about yourself while you still have safety, where you're not out in the a public school arena, which our public schools here where we live are horrid. You know, was there to be something to be grateful for? Yeah, they have good programs. But overall, you know, for my daughter, she would not do as well as she's doing now. And so I told her, I said, what a beautiful gift you have to have this talent rising out of you and all the gifts that you have. And I've given her every opportunity to go to a regular school. She says, no, I love it just the way it is. And yes, you have drawbacks, but you know that again, you may have 30 things to be grateful for in a situation, and maybe one thing that isn't so great, but yet you just kind of say, you know what, I've got all these 30 things that are I can be grateful for this job or this school or something, you know, that, hey, by the way, in Oregon, do y'all have, what kind of wildlife do y'all have on your mini farm?
We have wild turkeys and squirrels that drive my dog crazy. He tries to learn to climb trees, and there's deer. The people feed the deers around here, which I know isn't that good, but just sweet deer. But actually in the mountains right around us, there's cougars and even bears and stuff. So we're filled with wildlife. It's pretty amazing.
Sounds very much like Georgia because you know, I was outside the other day. It was a couple of months ago, and I was looking. My dogs were barking over the deck because we have 6 acres ourselves. And I was looking outside, and all of a sudden, square in face right in front of me. I mean, far enough away, but there was a beautiful bear. And that bear and I, he gave me so much. I was so grateful to him. And I told him, I said, thank you for the gifts you've just given me of insight, of, you know, the strength that bear have and they're just amazing animals. And we sat there and looked at each other in communication for about 5 or 6 minutes. And it was a profound experience. We can get so many gifts. Don't you agree? Our wildlife that live close to us. I think it's blessings. Yeah. I wouldn't trade living in the country. I wouldn't go back to the city. If somebody paid me and gave me a house and said, here's your house, you know, I wouldn't trade for it.
But, you know, I wouldn't mind living maybe in San Francisco for a while, you know, just for the experience. But I always would want to, like, to have two houses would be okay. Yeah. Or live out on the coast also or something.
Yeah. No. So you can come back on the weekends or something. Yes.
Yeah.
You know, it is difficult a little bit. I think sometimes when you live out in the country, we don't go anywhere that doesn't take us 30 minutes to get someplace. So, you know, we don't just hop in the car and dilly-dally around. We plan our trips, which I see as a blessing because we're safe. You know, we're pretty safe.
And around here, if we have a traffic jam, it means there was an accident, literally.
Yes.
I come from the Bay Area, California, and traffic is the norm all the time. But around here, it's like a big deal if there's a traffic jam.
When you're doing your workshops and you're sharing with people, what do you think the biggest, the most important, simple gift that you can give everyone this evening, Deborah, about gratitude? What would you like to share? Something simple for everyone to take back with them for the week, if you may. Something that matters to you that you think that they could do that would be simple and don't need a book for, just to live, even if they're at the grocery store.
Okay, well, I just think to really, in their lives, you know, just once or twice a day to even just think about things that they're grateful for. If they don't already, that is going to really shift them into a better place. It sounds so simple, but it's so true. And so you don't have to have a journal. But even if you woke up in the morning and thought of something you're grateful for and went to bed right before you went to bed, thought of something you were grateful for, it really literally helps you transform your life. It's just amazing. So that's what I would say is give it a try, and you don't even have to write anything down. It's just so simple and so powerful.
Well, I do want to share too, because we've just got a few more minutes. Mm-hmm. One thing that I love about your Grace of Gratitude journal, and you know, shifting the thought too on why it is good to write down, because a lot of times when we write it down, we look at it about and we're like, wow, I didn't realize that was important to me, or wow, that's interesting that comes out. And if you have this, and I'm going to kind of promote this for everyone because I love having it. I keep my Grace of Gratitude journal right by my bed. And it reminds you, even if you're just passing by, putting your makeup on, or you're getting ready to go to work, you see this Grace of Gratitude journal with this beautiful butterfly on it, and you're like, oh, yeah. Oh, and it just kind of reminds you, may not go right in it at that moment, but it reminds you to be in gratitude. And I just want to, I really think your book is so beautiful, and I know you have another one. Now, if everyone will go to www.grace, just like Grace, you know, G-R-A-C-E of gratitude.com, and go in and let Deborah know you listen to the show, you know, put your name in there so that she can get to know you and send you her gratitude messages every day. I really think that would be such a nice thing for everyone to do, because it would be it's just a beautiful book. It's I don't know what it sells for, but it's worth buying, I can promise you that. And now, when is your next workshop, or is it just in Oregon that you'll be having one, or do you put it on your website?
Yeah, I'll be putting them on my website. There's a couple that I mentioned coming up in November, and they're not listed yet. And I have a retreat that's filled right now that's next weekend. Okay. I also want to mention, Dr. Vicky, that there's a monthly giveaway of the journal on our homepage. So besides the Daily Thoughts of Thanksgiving that they can click to be put on the list, they can also click on the monthly giveaway and be entered to win a free journal.
That's awesome. Awesome. Well, super. Well, now, Sandy, if you're still listening, you should go on graceofgratitude.com, put your name in there and get these beautiful messages, because, you know, I want to share, because, folks, when you're getting messages for someone on your website, you want, or your email, you want to have someone like Deborah that's high energy, that has a high attunement, understands anybody that's in gratitude. deep in gratitude and practices it, it's going to be in an attunement that is very good to receive messages from. And I hope I'm making sense on that. I'm very much into attunements, and you know, you want good energies coming in to you via email. So remember that when you're getting these wonderful informations or affirmations or gratitude messages, it's just real important. So, but I, you know, Deborah, I want to thank you so much. We've got still a few minutes, but I want to thank you so much for being on the show. Your information has been so delightful, and gratitude is a key. It is just key to having a wonderful life. And I want everyone to come visit Living Your Soul Journey. And, you know, put your information down. If you have ideas about the show or if you want to share anything with me, feel free to do so. And always, always remember to be in gratitude 24/7. You know, Deborah, I know we don't have but a few minutes, but do you know that I wake up in the middle of the night sometimes and I just say thank you? And then I go right back to bed. And if you can't sleep at night, have you ever tried that when you're sleeping? That. You have?
Yeah. You're very, very, very familiar with this. I love talking to you about it because you so get it. You use it all the time in your life. Good for you.
Oh, yeah. I mean, sometimes I'll be in them at night and I'll hear my dog next to me and I'll say, oh, thank you for putting me back to sleep again, spirit, and thank you for my dog, and thank you for my safety, and I'm in this safe home. And I mean, it is never ending, y'all, the gratitude that you can have. And I'm in deep gratitude, Deborah, for you sharing yourself and your story and your beautiful, beautiful Grace of Gratitude journal with us. And I hope everyone, a lot of people listen after the show sometimes because it always stays in the archives as well. So remember to go to graceofgratitude.com, get in touch with Deborah, and maybe you can do one of her workshops. And I want to welcome everybody to the show and thank you for being a part of Deborah Perdue and my hour tonight, and find something to be in gratitude about. And thank you again, Deborah. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Vicki.
And we will see you next week on Living Your Soul's Journey with Dr. Vicki, 4 o'clock Pacific, 7 o'clock Eastern. And then on October 11th, Richard Andrew King, the numerologist from California, will be reappearing to talk to you about how to live your best journey. So thank you very much, everyone, and good night.
Are you independent, strong, full of outer confidence? But inside, you feel like a failure in life and in relationships? Or do you feel together until you get into a relationship, then give up your career, your dreams, even yourself? With Dr. Vicki's guidance in learning the laws of heaven and the laws of man, you can learn to stand on your own 2 feet and be yourself, whether in a relationship or not. Wouldn't you like to be happy, free, and be authentically you, regardless of who you're with? Dr. Vicki has learned to combine both her legal skills as an attorney and her therapy abilities as a counselor to guide you in living your soul's journey. So, if you are seeking a way to live authentically with freedom and abundance, listen each Sunday night at 4 p.m. Pacific and 7 p.m. Eastern on BBS Radio to learn how to live your soul's journey. And call in to talk with Dr. Vicki live. And now, here's our host, Dr. Vicki.